Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yes, and as Julie just reminded me a moment ago, this is the last show for me anyway for this year. And I wish I had some fireworks I could set off here for the, you know, new year and all that. But I think the fireworks ought to be in what the people do. Wouldn't it be fine for the people to do something instead of dissolved government? Aren't you tired of watching what dissolved government is doing? Aren't you tired of watching what the mass media cartel reports on and how they report it? Aren't you just sick of how they report things? I mean, they don't report anything. They tell lies the entire time and twist things to where you couldn't make sense out of it unless you're really knowledgeable. And most people are not knowledgeable of the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. So they don't know how to discern what they're watching. They just absorb absurdity of the descriptions that are given by the mass media cartel. Well, and one thing I want to talk about, because it came up, Mark and I were talking today earlier. That's Mark Anderson, my good friend. And I have this conversation with many people too. It's not unique with him, but, there's so much discussion about, you know, what we should do, and revolution and secession and all of these things. And I'd even like to add to that the idea that we have contracts. We've entered contracts with the dissolved government that we need to comply with or conform to, or either renege or to get out of the contracts. Well, you know, I am very resistant to filing anything with a dissolved government. In fact, I will admit I did file one thing in Washington, D.C. I sent a notice of dissolution of the federal government to every U.S. senator. And I did this, I don't know how many years ago. I'd have to go look it up now. But you can find it. Go to postwtc.com. That's Post World Trade Center. That's what it stands for, postwtc.com. And click on the, I think the far left thing, it's letters or something like that. And so you'll find a notice of dissolution. It's a notice of the observation of dissolution of the United States government, and telling you and telling the senators why the federal government is dissolved. It's not what the people did, and the people didn't dissolve it. And it is an explanation of why it's dissolved and what those in office of the federal government did that dissolved it, and proves it. Dissolution is provable. And many other things that people talk about are not very provable. They just say, this is history, this is the history, and because this is history, you ought to accept this as history, and this is what I need to do to get out of it, and so I'm filing this thing that I don't want to be have any driver's license, I don't want to vote in any federal things, I don't want to do this and do that. I don't want any contracts. Let me tell you, you cannot be brought into a contract under fraud, not knowing what the terms are, what it means, And the idea that if you get a driver's license, you have some kind of now contract with the federal government, all that stuff, or with the state government, is all absurdities. Governments are dissolved for much bigger reasons, not that you applied for a driver's license. What alternatives were you given for not applying? With, is that a free will contract, a driver's license? Not really. If you want to drive a car, what do you want to do? You have to have a driver's license. Well, you don't have to. If you want to put up with constant harassment, I know people that have made this their life's work, is to, you know, not get a driver's license and be harassed and jailed every time they get stopped. And that, you know, I'm a member of an Indian tribe. Oh no, I don't. I'm a Republic of Texas, and oh no, I'm this and that, and this doesn't apply to me, and all of that caca over the driver's license, driving up and down the road. Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to make my life's work driving up and down the road without a state or whatever driver's license. And driver's license don't prevent you from travel. It makes it harass. They will harass you if you don't have one. And that's what makes it's not really free will. So none of these things are legitimate contracts. That I got to do something because I got a driver's license, or that I even got Social Security. That's the other one. Oh, you take Social Security, right? Oh, yeah, you just. Well, let me tell you what I did in my I'm not even looking at it. I probably ought to go look it up, but it's even been done years ago. But what I told them, and it is real. And this is your real rights. When you are under a dissolved government, when you're living under the tyranny, the exercise of power without authority, when you're living under that, guess what kind of rights you acquire? All of them. Did you know that you even have a right to lie? Because you have a right to survive under tyranny. Because tyranny is unlawful. Tyranny is not the work of God. Tyranny is the work of Satan. You have all rights to do whatever it takes for you to survive. If that means getting a driver's license, taking Social Security, lying about this, I don't care. I'm going to do what it takes to survive under tyranny until we can create a lawful government. And we have a right to create lawful government. We have a God-given right to live under lawful government instead of tyranny. Now, if we had a lawful, you know, even in Texas, I like to bring this up many times. You've heard me do it through the year. Maybe I ought to be, and I'm thinking I'm making this talk what I want my listeners to learn from my whole year of programming here at RBN. And that is that we do indeed live under a dissolved government, both state and federal. I don't know of one state that has complied with its own constitution or hasn't altered it by law without amendment. I've seen some that look better than others, but of course I have not studied this. I live in Texas. I've studied the Texas Constitution, and certainly I've studied the United States Constitution. And applying the principles of property written by John Locke and published in 1689, that all the founders knew and used to create lawful government in America, they knew what dissolution was. They knew what it was. That was the last chapter of John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, chapter 19. It tells you the results of dissolution. It tells you how to recognize this illusion, what it is, and what are the results. And that's what I'm telling you today. And this is what I want all of my listeners to know. And I want you to avoid terms like secession. Avoid terms like revolution. I'm going to tell you why. You cannot secede from a dissolved government. Dissolved government is not there. You don't need to secede from an unlawful dissolved government. There's no such thing. You cannot revolt against a dissolved, unlawful government. You can't revolt against it. How do you revolt against unlaw? I mean, can you overthrow a dissolved, overthrown government? No. So don't call yourselves revolutionaries. You know the term revolution? You know what it's really based on? Rebels. See, John Locke defines what a rebel is. Rebels rebel. Rebels cause revolution. They rebel. Rebels rebel. What is a rebel? It is one that overthrows lawful government. You can't rebel against unlawful government. You can't overthrow it. So rebel is a bad term, not a good term. Rebel means to overthrow, to rebel. Well, you can't rebel against something that has no real authority. See, there's only one thing we can call ourselves, and that is seekers of lawful government. Where there is none, we do not have one. We cannot overthrow it. We cannot rebel against it. All we can do is create lawful government where there is none. And that's where we are. One of the big means of dissolving a government is not to enforce the law. Well, here's the biggest one I see, and we see it every day, every day. 2,500 illegal aliens enter the Texas border every day, even with Title 42 in place. 2,500 a day. Now, what happened to Title 8? Title 42 doesn't have anything to do with real border regulations. It does have to do with health. And, okay, that's a good thing to have Title 42 when you have a health problem, but that ought to apply to even legal immigration, not illegal aliens coming into the country. Title 8 applies to all of that, and that's where they can be arrested immediately. You don't process them. You arrest them. You find them. You put them in jail, and you can return them to Mexico. You don't drive them all over the country. You don't fly them around the country. You don't provide them with meals and accommodations and hotels and set up apartments and schools and convert old buildings and abandoned buildings into beautiful places for the illegal aliens to camp out in. You don't put up tents. You don't do any of that. You can't come in. That's the word. You can't come in. Sorry. Bye-bye. That's Title 8. That's the rules of regulation of the borders. Now, is our governor, the governor, it's like the president of Texas, he is at all times the commander-in-chief of the Texas Army and the state militia, at all times, regardless of president, federal this or federal that. He is the commander in chief in Texas at all times. You don't even have to have a declared war. He is the commander in chief. Unlike a president of the federal government, who is not commander in chief until there is a declared war. Now, I don't understand. Oh, I do understand. I want everybody else to understand that the non-enforcement of the laws is dissolution of the country. An alteration of the constitutional provisions by law without amendment also dissolves the country. You can't have all these regulations and laws against the Second Amendment without amendment. You can't have all those laws. Laws that that alter the terms of the Constitution without amendment dissolve the government. You cannot make paper money. You cannot alter the terms of the Constitution related to gold and silver as the only currency in the Union and make it paper debt notes, and even debt notes are forbidden in the U.S. Constitution. So you can't make paper debt notes lawful by an act without an amendment. There's no amendment making paper money and debt notes currency of the United States of America and the states thereof. There's no amendment for that. Yet they've made it a law, and we carry it around with it. We're forced to carry it around with us at all times and do business with it. That's a dissolution of the United States of America. There ain't no United States of America. There ain't no Texas. It's just a bunch of people, and you've got a bunch of warring factions of overlapping groups of tyrants, federal tyrants and state tyrants. And I'm going to tell you, there's nobody coming to the rescue. There's no presidents running for a dissolved government to your rescue. There's no governors running in dissolved states coming for your rescue. And you better be careful about what you call yourself. Better not be calling yourself a rebel. Because tyrants, when they see rebels, you know what tyrants do to rebels. You think that they don't know the law or like the law. You think they're going to care? And when you use the wrong terms, you think they're going to, they love it when you call yourself that. Because they're going to call you an insurgent. January 6th, hadn't you seen all that in operation? You're insurgents. You're revolutionaries. You've overthrown a democracy. You've overthrown a dissolved nation. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Great sound. Thank you, Julie. Yeah, thank you for playing good music all during my show this year. I really enjoyed all that. And I look forward to a good year at RBN and doing these shows and really making progress towards lawful government in our land. Back to that, I really do continue to push the idea to, I don't like these people that talk about the contracts. I mean, I like the people, but I don't like the message that they're giving. And I think they become their own worst enemy, and they encourage what they're doing when they say that there are contracts that you need to get out of. in order to live a free person. I have two complaints about it. Number one, actually, is it doesn't work. You getting out of some kind of federal contract or some kind of contract you think you've made by sending them some forms and stuff, thinking that delivers you from the acts of tyrants that have been imposed on the population. You see, none of that had any impact. None of these people that have done this stuff had any result in terms of the COVID-19 thing. When a tyrannical dissolved government imposes a tyrannical imposition, a tyrannical program upon the people, like lockdowns, forced stay-at-home plans, and all kinds of requirements, close your business, stay at home, stay 6 feet apart, wear masks, all of that stuff was tyrannical, and it impacted every person. And they didn't care whether you had a contract with the federal government or not, or whether you had a driver's license or not. Nobody asked you for that. You just better be doing it, or they would harass you, or worse. So, no, we don't need that stuff. Number one is ineffective against tyranny. You're not going to live a wonderful, free life under tyranny by getting out of any contracts you think you've made with the government unknowingly or otherwise. So, number one, it's ineffective against tyranny. Number two, it somehow makes what most people are suffering legitimate. You're saying it's okay for the government to do this to people because they have a contract with the people. The people have contracted with them and given them authority to do these things. I say baloney. No such thing. That's not how governments obtain authority over the people, by hidden things you do that somehow click into a contract. That's not what government authority is based on. And it makes people feel like, oh, gosh, I have to do this because it's lawful. Man, I have a contract with them. Boy, you're right. You know, I have a driver's license, and, yeah, I take Social Security. Well, golly, I have a contract with these people. I have to do this because that's what they say, you know, right here. No, that's not it. None of that stuff matters. When you have a dissolved government, I don't care if you have a driver's license or take Social Security or anything else, all of that stuff is dissolved. They have no right to subject you to tyrannical programs, period, or actually to tell you to do anything now. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back. We have some callers. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Thanks again, Julie. That was great. That makes me think, you know, we need to have a New Year's party or around New Year's. We need to have a RBN party. Maybe we could do it at by our favorite Chinese place. Yeah, I miss not having a Christmas party there this year. But anyway, something to think about. It would be nice to do. Yeah, we have a caller, David from Massachusetts. How you doing?
Hey, I may not be a rebel. I may not be a rebel, but I'll tell you what, I ain't no damn Yankee.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's what they did. They called the Southerners rebels, didn't they?
Yeah. And they call these Northerners, these Northern traders and everything, they call them Yankees, you know?
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox fans calls their big rival Yankees too. The Boston Red Sox have a lot in common with the rebels. They look at the Yankees. They look at the Yankees as their enemy too, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So as in the New York Yankees, right? Hey, Rod, you know what I've been wanting to ask you for a long time? I go way back with the American Free Press. I stopped subscribing to the American Free Press, and before, for years, I subscribed to the Spotlight. I used to distribute them out of my taxi cab gratis. I never made a cent off it, but I used to get 100 of them a week, and I used
Good
to distribute the Spotlights and everything up in Alaska. But anyways, what I've been wanting to ask you for a long time is, how did you meet Mark Anderson? I know Mark's originally from Michigan, but did you meet him when he moved down to Texas? Or under what circumstances were you a subscriber to American Free Press? Or how did you meet Mark?
Well, that's kind of a tough question. It's been quite a while ago. I know that we had at one point we had some kind of presentation at the Silver Eagle Tap House, which I owned. It was a draft beer place and I specialized in presentations made by different people that were, you know, what we'd call patriots kind of thing, you know, constitutionalists and all that kind of thing. And we had debates and we had stuff like that. And he appeared at one, and we got to talking. And he's a drummer and drummed in bands, and I'm a drummer and I've drummed in bands. So we had a couple of things in common. We kind of hit it off. We have similar personalities. He's, believe it or not, he's kind of got a good wit about him. And anyway, we became friends and just stayed friends over the years and began to work together, really. We started doing things together. I was kind of like his photographer and videographer for some of his news stories. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's understandable, Ron, because Mark's a very likable guy. He's very amiable. He's very approachable, easy to be friends with. I met Mark... I spent the day with Mark one time in North Andover, Massachusetts. We had a big conference for prosecuting George W. Bush for war crimes. And the late Vincent Bugliosi was the keynote speaker. It was sponsored by put on by the New England School of Law. I forget the dean's name, the New England School of Law. And you know, they were going to prosecute George W. Bush, and a lot of people jump to the conclusion that it has something to do with the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder, but it had nothing to do, not so much to do with murdering Iraqis or Arabs. It was murdering our own soldiers, our own troops, our own U.S. Soldiers that he got them killed under false pretenses. That's what Vincent Bugliosi had retired. If he was still a prosecutor, he could have taken the case. But anyways, what happened was a lady from Vermont was running for the attorney general of the state of Vermont. And if she won, she was going to take the case and she was going to push it and prosecute Bush and everything. I think she was affiliated with Code Pink, a lady. Oh. But unfortunately, she lost the election in Vermont. So as we all know, George W. Bush got off scot-free from murder.
That's an interesting story. I appreciate that. David, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you'd ever met him personally and at a joint, you know, at an event you attended. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and then I met his lovely wife too. What's her name? I can almost
Angie.
Think of it.
Angie.
Yeah. I met Angie. I was really impressed. I was impressed with Mark's writings in American Free Press. But I actually I was going to cover this event, and I'm not a professional journalist. But I told the folks down at American Free Press, I'd do the best I could to cover it. I would have had to just take notes and everything. But anyways, they got Mark to cover it, and he did a real professional job. I was really impressed with Mark's professionalism. He was almost like ubiquitous with his camera. Talk about you doing some camera work for him. But he was taking
everywhere.
All
he was everywhere.
yeah, he's like ubiquitous and everything, and setting up cameras and he did a great job of covering. You can still get the book.
He's a great reporter, and if you ever get an opportunity to check out his work he does with the UK column, I think it's just UKcolumn.uk or dot something like that. It's but he does reports on there with them, and he's really great on that show, along with the other people in the UK column. It's really, you know, they put on coats and ties and stuff. They look really, it looks really professional stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a, one thing that impressed me about Mark was his energy. He's a little dynamo, huh? He's not a big guy, but boy, he is a little, he packs a lot of punch into a small package there, you know? He's not a midget or anything, but he's certainly not a big guy. But he's a dynamo. He's bursting with energy and, but hey, you know, Ron, I stopped subscribing to American Free Press, and I'll tell you why, if I may take the liberty of.
Sure, go ahead. I want to hear that.
Why. I'll suffer a lot of things, but I will not suffer disloyalty. I hate a traitor. I hate traitors. I can put up with almost anything but treason. I hate traitors. And what the deal was. Willis Cato, he stormed the beaches on D-Day. I know Willis Cato wasn't perfect, but like Jesus, they said, believe me for the work's sake. And then there was Bill Jim Tucker, the Bilderberg hound and everything. Well, and this Mark Lynn character, I think I can feel free to talk about him because he's not a talk show host on RBN or anything. But I was friends with Mark Lynn. And anyways, Mark Lynn got on this kick-ass. Stabbing Louis Cardo in the back and stabbing the Bilderberg hound Jim Tucker in the back and what a trait. And then my final disappointment was I haven't subscribed in years because then Michael Collins Piper ran off with Mark Glenn up to Northern Idaho, and that was my final disappointment when I had a lot of respect for Mike Piper, but I lost a lot of respect for him when he ran off with that trader Mark Glenn.
Let me get his name. David. I want to get his name again. But did you say Mark Glenn? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah. Mark Glenn with two N's. And he had a blog called The Ugly Truth. But The Ugly Truth. But I found out the ugly truth about Mark Glenn. And he used to work with Dr. Talawi, Hashem Talawi, and he was into this thing pushing this Chrislam. This one world, you know, the one world religion where they merge Islam with Christianity and they call it Chrislam. He had a website, The Crescent and the Cross, and everything. But he wrote editorials for the American Free Press for a while. But what a traitor he turned out to be. In other words, he should have just resigned.
I'm glad you told me that. I don't know anything about that guy. But I know that Mark Anderson kind of took over the Jim Tucker role there at American Free Press and began to cover the Bilderberg stuff. And he did cover them simultaneously with Jim Tucker for a while, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Tucker gave me, in person, he gave me a copy of his book, autographed copy of his book when I visited American Free Press down in Washington, D.C., when they were still on 300 Independence Avenue. But Mark Glenn used to malign and say, oh, he's like a broken record. He's a Johnny One Note. All he knows how to do is talk about the Bilderbergers and this and that. Well, he was the pioneer that exposed the Bilderbergers and everything. So what did Jim Tucker focused on the Bilderbergers? Somebody had to do it before Alex Jones ever came along.
Huh? David, one thing I happen to know from having a long, you know, term friendship with Mark Anderson is a lot of the writers there, that it's kind of a loose association of writers. It's not like it's just a big thing and they hire people. It's kind of come and go writers, and they're almost all freelance really. So And I don't agree with everything the American Free Press does. And in a lot of ways, they're not as strong as I'd like them to be in certain areas. But they still have some great writers. And, of course, they still have Mark Anderson, who writes, you know, at least about two or three columns in every issue. And, you know, it's a lot of it is good. They have other writers there that I like to read, too. But anyway, it's kind of like this show. It's kind of like RBN. You know, I'm sure you have guys you like to talk with and get on with. And then some of them, you know, not so great. But that's just, you know, it's just the way it is. And of trying to get, I kind of like the idea that just put it all together and let's sort out what is the best and go with it, you know. And I know this, too. You know, our understanding of reality changes through the years. And I would hate to be held to what I said, you know, 25 years ago about something maybe. But I think I've had a pretty good consistent message for at least the last 20 or 25 years. Probably back in my college days is when you wouldn't want to report anything I said. I was an SDS member back then. I was a full-blown communist on school campuses, college campuses. I went to the rock festivals and saw the Rolling Stones at Altamont Freeway in California and did the whole hippie thing totally out there and, you know, read Lenin and Trotsky and all those guys. So, you know, and was pushing some of that stuff. And, you know, it was just out of ignorance. I didn't know, you know, and I found things that kind of sounded good in there, here and there. But, you know, now I know pretty much the whole span. If I wasn't a Christian in those days either, you know, I was just flopping around, you know. So it takes a while to really put all this together, doesn't it, David? I mean, you really got to admit it takes a while to get this stuff put together in any kind of way that's really reasonable and correct.
I like the way Bill Wilson of Alcoholics Anonymous said. He was talking about AA, but he said we know only a little. We know only a little. And the more I learn, and I'm sure you'll agree, Ron, the more I learn. Knowledge is a funny thing. The more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. It's such an irony. The more you learn, the more you come to the realization how little you know and how much more there is to learn. But hey, before I let you go, Ron, I just got to say quickly, I was a confused kid too. I went to Arlington, Massachusetts High School, not Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Massachusetts. It's very patriotic, you know, where the just along the battle road to Concord and everything. They called it monotomy back in the day, monotomy. But anyways, I used to skip school, and I used to go down into Harvard University. This was when the draft was still going on. I used to hang out with the hippies, the college students, and I became good friends. Me and a couple of buddies of mine, they were moving in. We helped them move. We helped them carry furniture. I think one of them was from Texas. Their names was Piven and Lowe. And we became friends with them, and they had big posters of Che Guevara on the wall.
We all did that. Yeah, right.
One minute I was protesting the Vietnam War, and I had a high draft number, but my whole family is military. Even my mother wore combat boots, and my father's oldest brother made the ultimate sacrifice fighting the Nazis over in Germany. His body never came home, but one minute I was protesting the war in Vietnam. I had a high draft number. I never would have been drafted. But then I wound up volunteering because my brother was over in Vietnam. One of my older brothers was over in Vietnam. He was in the 4th Infantry Division, Combat Engineers. He was at like something out of Apocalypse Now. He was up there with the Montagnards, the Aboriginal people from Vietnam. They were very anti-communist. You know, the most anti-communist, the Montagnards, the Aboriginal people, before the Chinese ever came to Vietnam, there was the Montagnards, the mountain people. Right? And my brother was up there, combat engineers, like something out of Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now and everything, you know. But anyways, I know you get great callers. The one last thing I'll say, but I won't comment on it, Ron, it's for another call. But I finally checked into Kathleen, the Texas Colleen. She's promoted Lorraine Gay, and I finally tuned into Lorraine Gay and everything. I says, well, you know, let me check out with Kathleen, the Texas Colleen is always promoting. But I was deeply disappointed.
David, I want to hear about, yeah. David, I mean, I want to hear about Lorraine Day, but we got to take a break.
And I've got a special announcement. Red Pill Politics, Republic of Texas Radio, and Republic Broadcasting have put together a live broadcast day on January 1st, 2023, all day long.
All right, on New Year's Day. I don't want you to get too hammered on New Year's Eve, because I want you to be able to get up as bright-eyed, bushy-tailed as you can, because we're going to have a very special broadcast on New Year's Day. We haven't got all of the arrangements and all the special guest interviews and all the fun quite packaged together yet, but we're well on our way. You're going to hear some great hosts here at RBN. You're going to hear some great interviews, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be fun.
After New Year's Eve, tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
A push and driving song. I love it. Well, David, I want to give you just about a minute, but I want to hear about your opinion for that minute about Lorraine Day you were talking about, and then I'm going to have to wrap it up.
Well, you know, let me be clear, one, it's nothing personal. She seems like a really fine lady and everything. And I know she's great when it comes to the medical stuff, but I couldn't believe that she's following the genealogies. She says you can follow the genealogies right back. The Bible's very clear how long the people in the Bible lived. And then she's almost like Bishop Usher, if you're familiar with Bishop Usher. She's saying, so that way we know that the earth is only like 6,000 years old. Well, one, I don't know how much you have studied it, but the very first scripture, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Before he even created the greater light, the sun, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule them the day and the night. In the beginning, God, before he even said, let there be light, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Scientists say, you know, the earth is at least like 4.5 billion years old. But what Lorraine Gay doesn't understand is the Lord planted a special garden. When he planted the garden and he placed the man and the woman that he created in his own image in the garden, that's not when he created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth. Well, before he even planted the garden, created the Garden of Eden. But and then she implies that Noah's three sons, which only about 5,000 years ago, that one of them had to be a Chinaman, one of them was a Negro, and one of them was a white man. Well, that's ridiculous, Ron, because the scripture is very clear that Noah was pure in his generations. It doesn't say Noah was a goody two-shoes.
I appreciate that. We'll have to talk about that some more later, but I've got to go now, and I want to wrap it up for about a minute and just tell everybody that it's been a pleasure being on the show, and I hope y'all have gotten something, my listeners gotten something out of my show that they can, look more into and discern what we're up against and how we can deal with it. Because I don't think we're going to be able to vote our way out of this in a dissolved government. Elections to hold dissolved seats of authority is not going to create lawful government. We're going to have to do something like make new lawful government all over again. And the more we work with a dissolved government, the more we postpone that. And anyway, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And so we'll see you next year.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.